Here's the game for Pittsburgh. 4th and 10. Fields. Can he get it out? He does. And it is incomplete. Shane Steichen and company hold, and they win it to get their second straight win in as many weeks. 27-24, your final.
Why didn't I? You know, I just wanted to hold it in my hip pocket. You know, sometimes working at pace is an advantage for an offense. It doesn't give the defense an opportunity to get specialized people in the game, to ponder calls and get imperfect calls. And, you know, I was comfortable working at pace, and I just wanted to keep it in our hip pocket in case we converted and got down the field.
You think they left a seat open next to Tomlin on the plane where he could just set his timeout?
Yes.
Because he brought it home with him.
Right.
He gets to keep that timeout. They get to use that in the next game, right? He'll get 4 timeouts in the first half?
Yes.
But I understand his... I understand why he...
Maybe because he had faith. And that's not a good excuse, but maybe he was like, okay, we're going to get this first down.
I think when you have... Now, I'm going to say this for the umpteenth time today. A rookie center, a rookie left guard, a rookie right guard, basically. When you've got such an inexperienced offensive line and you just had a bad snap earlier on in the final drive, when it's 4th down, you need to get everything right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm calling a timeout. We're talking it through. And then we're talking about the next play, too. If we convert, what are we doing? Are we spiking it? Or you call a second play so you don't have to run up to the line of scrimmage and you're confused? That's what I would have done. I think that's the smart thing to do. You had enough time that once you got in a field goal range, if you had converted that 4th down, you can either spike it and set it up, or you get a guy to go out of bounds. But that whole final drive was a disaster. I liked the initial call of the QB draw. They had a ton of success with that all game long. That was a really nice play call from Arthur Smith. But Najee Harris, buddy, what the hell are you doing, man? You got to get out of bounds. And then on... right before the 4th down, you absolutely have to call the timeout there if you're Mike Tomlin.
Why did they burn the first one? I was going to tweet, but then I think that they knew that they had the 2-minute warning, so essentially you would have 2, but they burned the first one, and then I think that they kicked a field goal, if I can remember. They burned the first one for, like, no reason, the first timeout of the second half.
Right, so you don't have 1, you don't have 3.
Right.
You've only got the 2.
Right.
And in the first half, Mike Tomlin with a terrible challenge, so you only had 2 timeouts at the end of the half there. They were able to get the field goal, but... You know, this happens all the time with Tomlin. For as much as he's won, never had a losing season, for how good I think of a job he did through the first 3 games, he has bad moments routinely in clock management situations.
Mm-hmm.
And your quarterback is a 4th-year guy, but it's year 1 with him. Inexperience on the offensive line. It's the most crucial play of the game. I don't know how you don't take the time out there to think about stuff. And I'll come back to this. Mike Tomlin, the guy who always says, don't want to live in our fears, his explanation was, we didn't want to give them time to set up and get into their exotics. Like, that's living in your fears, man. We know they're going to get into their best stuff. Well, how about you have faith that you're going to get into your best play call there? Give it your best play call there. And credit to Justin Fields for keeping that play alive at the end. He really had no shot. You call a timeout. You settle things down. Everyone gets a breather. You talk about the cadence and making sure the snap's right. Like, that alone would have made me call the timeout there. And so you end the game and you still have a timeout. It's ridiculous to me.
Uh-huh.
And frankly, it's idiotic. And Najee Harris deserves to get excoriated for the way that he performed on that final drive. I had a guy sitting next to me at the local watering hole where we were watching the game. Oh, why are they running the clock? Because he's an idiot.
Yeah.
He might not be an idiot overall. That was dumb. How do you not understand the game situation there? I don't think Arthur Smith's an idiot. This is something that you work on all the time. 2-minute drills in training camp. You know better than I do. You rep that
all the time.
The time.
All the time. Every single day. Especially in those moments. And Najee's not a rookie.
He gave himself up
Yep.
in the field of play.
Yep.
It's It's not as egregious as when Chase Claypool is celebrating, but it's darn near close and just as much a factor in the end of the game as what happened with Chase Claypool.